His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. As we reported over the weekend, a loss for our area, especially if you live in the town of Sharon. Dennis Toganelli, a resident of Sharon and member of my class at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the class of 71. He always gave back to the community in a larger-than-life manner. For over 45 years, he volunteered thousands of hours as an auxiliary state trooper, one of Connecticut's last remaining oxies, as they are called, to ever fill that position. Many of Dennis's duties were filled in the patrol area of Troop B, covering 13 towns, hundreds of square miles, and he covered everything from fun-filled summertime events to traffic control to funeral processions and so much more. He will be missed. Our thoughts and prayers go to his family. Funeral arrangements for Dennis. The wake will be on Friday, June 12th. Calling hours are from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Newkirk Palmer Funeral Home in Canaan, Connecticut. The funeral will take place at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Church, also in Canaan. And with all the COVID-19 cancellations, there will be a 50-person limit inside the church. That number may change, and those attending are asked to wear masks. Those who would like to come, regardless of seating situation, are welcome to stand outside the church or meet them at St. Joseph's Cemetery afterwards. In news out of Winsted, one person was killed, another seriously injured, in a motorcycle crash on Route 44 on Saturday evening. The crash happened near the Mad River Dam, past Route 183. According to dispatchers, two motorcycles and one motor vehicle were involved in the crash. Police say one of the motorcycle operators, Travis Madden, 34, of Winsted, was killed in that crash. Anybody with information is asked to contact Officer Brandon Simmons at 860-379-2723. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Principal Ian Striver announced at a Board of Education meeting the school system will be going to a standards-based grading system next school year. Students will receive letter grades of A, B, C, and NYP, not yet proficient. Also at that meeting, a student they learned only needs to take one agricultural education course to be part of Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Ag Ed program, allowing for a much lower tuition rate. They justified that he can take that one class for $6,800. The Massachusetts Technology Collaborative and Massachusetts Broadband Institute have approved a new grant to expand broadband coverage in the unserved towns of Egremont and Monterey, two of three remaining communities under the Commonwealth's Last Mile program. In a story in the BerkshireEdge.com, the grant awarded to Monterey-based Fiber Connect LLC will help extend the company's existing networks in each community, expanding service above the 96% coverage in each community. Governor Andrew Cuomo reported on Friday that New York had the lowest daily death toll and hospitalization rate since the coronavirus pandemic struck. New York State schools can offer in-person special education instruction this summer, according to Cuomo, while schools are closed until fall due to the pandemic. Cuomo late on Friday signed an executive order to loosen the restrictions on special education services this summer amid lobbying by leaders to allow kids with special needs to get additional help. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, Governor Baker announced the state's planned Phase 2 economic reopening will begin today. During the press conference at the State House, construction and manufacturing and houses of worship were allowed to resume Phase 1, which began May 18th. COVID-19 illnesses and deaths have been trending downward, Baker said, which contributed to the go-ahead for Phase 2. Retail, restaurants, and lodging are among the businesses that will be allowed to reopen on Phase 2. The governor announced that more recreational opportunities, such as public pools and spray decks, will be available. Baker specifically mentioned more recreational opportunities for children, such as childcare and day camps. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced on Friday he was moving up the second phase of reopening many businesses and activities by 3 days, so the change did not conflict with Father's Day weekend. In a statement posted on Twitter, he said Phase 2 will now happen on June 17th instead of the 20th. That's when movie theaters, tattoo parlors, spas, gyms, fitness studios, bowling alleys, and amusement parks and nail salons will be allowed to open again, and restaurants can resume indoor dining. Libraries and some youth sports programs will also be allowed to reopen. Bars, however, will not be allowed to reopen. open up at that date. After receiving a letter from Kent School Board member, the Region 1 Board of Education decided to put off taking a vote to rehire a 111 group for a school marketing program until some updates are provided. The Board's Communication Committee, after reviewing five bids from marketing companies, recommended the 111 group, but during a meeting earlier in the week, Region 1 Board discussed a letter from Scott Travuco. The Kent Board member asked about the status and scope of the contract signed with the firm last year, wondering if some of the proposed work in the new contract hadn't already been covered or paid for in a previous one. And, quoting, "Also, to my knowledge, there's been no report on the board discussion that has attempted to evaluate the results of the first marketing campaign," end quote. Travuco wrote, quote, "If there has been, could we please hear a little bit from board members about that before we vote," end quote. He also raised the issue of hiring a company that is connected to a board member. Janet Carlson Sanders of Cornwall owns the company, and her husband, John Sanders, who serves on the board, works in that business. The annual fireworks display at Lime Rock Park with the Salisbury Rotary Club has been postponed until October. The Salisbury Rotary Club announced that Independence Day fireworks had been postponed in a press release on Saturday. Given the current guidelines, associated limitations regarding public events of that type, the Rotary Club and Lime Rock officials agreed it's in the best interest for all involved to postpone the event until later in the year. For more than 40 years, the Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual celebration, traditionally held on July 4th weekend. The annual fundraiser allows the Salisbury Rotary Club to support local scholarships as well as local and international service projects. On Saturday, October 10th, the gates are scheduled to open at 4 p.m. Fireworks displayed shortly after dusk around 7 p.m. For updated information, you can check with limerock.com/Rotary Club Fireworks. Officials in Sheffield at Mount Everett Regional High School have notified town police and are investigating social media posts allegedly made by students that were explicitly racist. In an email to school families on Thursday evening last week, the principal decried the posts and vowed to, quote, "stand up against any forms of racism," end quote. They were made aware of social media posts that were explicitly racist against the black community and that allegedly involved Mount Everett Regional students. Upon learning about the posts through emails from concerned community members, they immediately contacted law enforcement to investigate the matter. The Sheffield Police Chief told the Berkshire Eagle that his department is not currently investigating it as a criminal matter, but that the school's resource officer is doing so. Out of Torrington, good news this past weekend. For the first time since March 22nd, Charlotte Hungerford Hospital was not treating a COVID-19 patient within the facility. The death toll on Thursday was at 4,007 in the state, with 1,299 from Litchfield County. Falls Village is among just a handful of towns statewide that have reported no cases during the pandemic. Statewide, there were 373 patients being treated for COVID-19, with 188 of those being cared for in 6 of 7 Hartford healthcare facilities. To date, as of Friday, 9,669 patients have been hospitalized, and out of that, 7,284 have been discharged. Coming up today, some meetings. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen will meet with a special meeting at 5 p.m. Also today, the Sharon Board of Education has a meeting set for 6 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Board of Selectmen meeting is at 6 p.m. Once again, we remind you, all these meetings are virtual. You have to check with town websites to get the information to join in. The Canaan Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen have their doubleheader meeting tonight. That starts at 6:30 p.m. And the Sharon Inland and Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting set for tonight at 6:30 as well. The Planning and Zoning Commission in North Canaan is holding a meeting. Limit 10 people with masks and with the commission secretary in person taping the meeting. Be limited to 3 people at a time. That is being held tonight at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. Hudson Valley polling stations will be open this week for the first time since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic to conduct a handful of primaries, including Democratic presidential primary that the state tried to cancel as unnecessary but was forced by a lawsuit to hold. The voting begins on Saturday, next Saturday, the first of 9 early voting days before the June 23rd election. County election boards soon will start mailing absentee ballots to voters who requested them after being invited to do so if they had bad health or health concerns about voting in person. Now, June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending. And they'll also be voting in some areas on board members. And it's an unprecedented year because all votes will be cast through the mail. The Dover Union Free School District proposed budget is $34,559,412. The Pine Plain Central School District proposed budget is $33,525,450. And the Weavertuck Central School District proposed budget is $23,909,545. Once again, you will be voting on some propositions in some case and school board members on some case. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. Also tomorrow, the regular selectmen's meeting will be held in Kent at 6:30 in the evening. And in Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 7 p.m. tomorrow, and the Housatonic River Commission meets at 7:30. Once again, those meetings all by remote login. Check with each town. In Dover, New York, the town board has their special meeting at Town Hall on Wednesday from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. The meeting will not be open to the public attendance. Public comments can be emailed to the town board by 11 a.m. on Wednesday at townclerk@doverny.us. The town board meetings are broadcast live and streamed on the date of the meeting on cable TV channel 22 and accessible from the town's website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,110.98, the NASDAQ at 98,14.08, and the S&P 500 at 3,193.93. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.